God bless you, Prophetess Simmons. Thank you so much for the seed of $44. Know that you're stepping into a season of power, a season of glory. Know, woman of God, that you're moving into a time of great spiritual inheritance, a great spiritual anointing. And you're going to find that you're going to step into a season of great understanding, and you're going to begin to build a solid foundation, because I see you touching and ministering into the lives of people. For the Lord shall lead thee and he shall guide thee, and you will come into a season of great wisdom, a season of strength, a season of power, a season of authority. For the Lord says, know that I am with thee. And yet with this power, you're going to find that I shall grace thee and I shall cover thee, and you're going to be able to accomplish some things, yea, saith the Lord of hosts. For I bring you into a season of a deeper realm in me, and out of this woman of God, you're going to accomplish some new things. For the Lord says, the anointing that I shall bring upon thee shall cause you to have wisdom in areas of real estate, work, but also with groups of people. And you're going to find that he shall take you into a higher place and a higher realm. I see you doing some things also surrounding technology. Now, woman of God, as you're moving about in this season, this is a time of independence, a time of new beginnings. You're going to learn to deal with some things. You may even travel, but also you're going to begin to end possibly some kind of association during the next several weeks or so, maybe in areas of personal or in area of business. I do feel that you're going to begin to take a real leadership role and step out. You're going to step out, for the Lord says you're going to climb over the mountains. But I heard him say also, don't turn a molehill into a mountain as well, because it seems as if that you could be vulnerable to criticism much more than usual in this season. Now, I do feel, woman of God, that you're going to really begin to take charge, and you're going to step into a position of greater authority. I want you to begin to know, woman of God, that as you prepare yourself to move forward into the month of October, October, prophet, is going to be a time of teamwork, a time where you must begin to avoid from any kind of a gloomy and negative thoughts. You're going to also begin to see, woman of God, that it's going to be a time of a major turn of events in your life. But yet God says, as things begin to unfold, don't become overly emotional. Don't let emotional turmoil have its place in thee, say at the Spirit of the Most High. I can also begin to let you know, woman of God, that some unusual things are going to begin to open up for you, because you're going to begin to see that as you're in the fall season, things are going to begin to fall into its proper place. Things are going to begin to take on so much more form, so much more concrete for thee. I can tell you that career-wise, you're going to see changes all around thee. But yet in October, a gentle approach, a soft approach is much better than a hard approach. And as you move into diplomacy, that's where you're going to have favor, because then people will hear you so much more. You'll find you're going to see changes all around thee. For know that October is a time of cooperation and not so much of trying to push things forward. You do that now, but October, you rest and move into teamwork, partnerships, and cooperation, because that's where you're going to be blessed. As you move forward into the month of November, Prophetess Simmons, know that November is a time of imagination, a time of self-expression, again, a time of independence, a time of new opportunities, a time where the Lord says, try not to hurt or anger anyone as well. And yet, it seems that you're going to have the ability to be able to express your ideas. It's going to be a time of personal happiness, self-improvement, a time of a more positive approach, yea, even in your life. And yet you're going to have the ability to begin to impress people, impress associates with your knowledge and your wisdom. And yet God says, don't dwell on things from the past, because it could be costly to you, saith the Lord of hosts. And yet you could easily hurt or anger someone. So guard your words in the month of November. You'll also begin to find that your mind is going to be sharp, your mind is going to be quick, but don't become scattered. So use your wisdom in all that you do, saith the Lord of hosts, because November shall be a time of expansion. It shall be a time of promotion, a time of elevation, a time of financial increase, because God said, I'm going to enhance every aspect of your life, and you're going to know that I am with thee, and I see abundance everywhere. Say with me right now, woman of God, I see abundance everywhere. I am opening my mind to the blessings of the Lord. I recognize the peace within my walls and the prosperity within my palaces. Come on, repeat after me further. It is my Jehovah that maketh me rich. He addeth no sorrow with it. I believe that the Lord's prosperity is operating through me, and it will enrich me and bless me, as well as everyone that I meet. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Oh, I felt that. Something is going to shift in your experience. God's going to do a miracle for you and your husband as well. And that is the word of the Lord. Thank you, woman of God.
Team of prophets, what is the word of the Lord to Prophetess Ellen Simmons?
God bless you, prophetess. I hear the word of the Lord for you saying that there's going to be a great awareness that's going to come upon you. God says that you're going to know and realize things beforehand. And I'm hearing God say that you're going to be expressing yourself more. God says that he's giving you a voice that shall be heard. And God says for you to prepare yourself because you're going to have visitations from him with visions. And God says that he's promoting you. And that is the word of the Lord.
Amen.
God bless you, Prophetess Ellen Simmons. I just hear God saying, this is the season. I see God bringing forth greater connections to you that is going to be a blessing to you. I see a woman also that God is going to connect you with that's going to bring forth great wealth and prosperity. The right connections are coming. And I see God doing something in the home. I don't know if you are living where you would like to live, but I see a move for you that is favorable and is coming up within the next 30 to 90 days. And I just see God really blessing you and bringing forth a lot of blessings around you. I see children that God is going to raise up through the seership and the eagle eye that you have. God is going to allow you to minister and to pour into these young people that are around you. I see some like ages 10 to 12 that are around you that you're going to pour into, and God is going to really bless you for pouring into their lives. God is lifting you up and taking you into higher heights, and you will begin to soar upon the wings of an eagle, and that's the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Prophet Ellen. I hear the word of the Lord saying, write it down and make it plain. But Father God says, this is the season to take time to hear your thoughts and write them down. Because Father God says, you're going to publish, woman of God. Father God says, new self-expression and new experiences in this season. I do hear Father God says, dream the bigger dream. Father God says, you are in a season of self-development. And woman of God, I don't know what this is, but I hear Father God saying, windfall. Father God says something concerning back monies coming to you quickly and swiftly, and I so agree with the prophet that has spoken. For I have Father God saying, pack your boxes for the move. For Father God says, you're going to focus on the solutions in this season. And I hear Father God saying, plan the family reunion. For Father God is clearing up any conflict and confusion. And Father God says he's restoring your financial confidence in this season. And that is the word of the Lord. Amen. And woman of God, just what we do and just what you experienced us doing years back is what you're going to be doing for other people. And that's where your voice is going to be heard. So, woman of God, prepare, because this is a brand new opportunity and a new open door. And woman of God, before you started speaking, I don't know what you and your husband would have to do. You may have to get together with family and borrow and invite them to be part of this. God says you're one that's supposed to sell that $1,111.11. For where God is about to take you. Now, I don't know where you live, but I heard Father God say, prepare for the next level. I hear Father God saying, prepare for the mansion. Because Father God says, what you prayed for, what you visualized for, what you stood on and said, God, you promised, he's delivering it. Have you been asking God for a mansion, woman of God?
Well, see, the vision that when I first joined POEM was to be able
Prophet Simmons. I need you to answer the question. Have you been asking God for a mansion?
Yeah, a big one for the prophets
Sister Simmons, Prophet Simmons, I need you to just listen to God's instructions. Have you been asking God for a mansion? God just showed me this huge mansion. Have you been asking God and visualizing for a mansion?
Yes.
Okay. Your instructions are invite your family to be part of it. So, Father God said that you just sold the $1,111.11. Now you can take the opportunity and just begin to get together with family and say, "We it's something we need to do because we're going to make a major move." Now, I don't know what this back money is. I don't know what this windfall is. Father God said, as you move toward this generational blessing, because this mansion is not going to just serve you, it's going to serve generations. Now, you're saying how I'm going to maintain it. I don't know how you're going to maintain it, but I know what God has shown me. Now, the next final thing God has shown me, then we do have to go on to the next person. I don't know if you've ever done anything with TV or media or have you desired to, but something about you opening up this mansion for them to begin to use for television or filming, sometimes something about a movie being taken. It's some connection you have where they'll say, you know, you can rent your house out and lease your house out. You can still live in it, but they come in and film movies. And your mortgage will be paid so early, woman of God. And it's just a miraculous thing. So in this 88 days of breakthrough and breaking generational curses and breaking through to your miracles, woman of God, prepare for the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich and addeth no sorrow.